we're thankful for Jason Cans that he joins us bright and early weekday mornings for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. It was always my mother's least favorite day of the week.
Why?
She said, because you come in on work on Monday and you can talk about the weekend. But then Tuesday, you still have 4 days of work left and you've already talked about the weekend.
So, huh. Yeah. I've never heard that explanation for it, because Wednesday's hump day. Yep. Thursday's the day before Friday. Friday ends the week, so.
Yeah, right. So now you have her justification or her explanation of why Tuesday is the worst day of the week.
Okay. Well, I'm looking also,
I don't know if I believe that, but.
It got me, you talking about that, got me thinking about the term Tuesday's Child. So I have looked that up, and it says, Tuesday's Child is full of grace. Children born on a Tuesday are typically associated with good manners, grace, refinement, and elegance. They are considered courteous and full of goodwill.
Interesting. Interesting.
I've never thought about that. I have no idea. Do you have any idea what day of the week you were born on?
I really don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea what day of the week I was born on.
You can track it down. But, you know, at the same time, I'm trying to think if I can remember my kid. Evelyn was born on a Friday night. Dawson was born on a Sunday. Grace was born on a Friday night. Wow, a couple of Fridays. And Elena was born on a Saturday. So there we go.
That's really impressive. I don't remember what day my kids were born on.
Yeah.
Not at all. I think Rosalie was born on Sunday. So, and that was only a few months ago.
Sometimes I try to just impress you with my memory. So.
You do impress me with your memory.
Well, I think we can both do like mental weightlifting. Like you have all sorts of information in your brain that, in fact, a lot of the information in your brain is about your brain.
That's true.
About the human brain.
I do have a lot of knowledge about the human brain.
At what age did you start to get really fascinated with the brain and think, maybe I'd like to be a brain doctor?
It wasn't actually until I was in my first year of my PhD program. And I had gone along with another neuropsychologist. At that point, I was just going to be a college professor. And went along with another neuropsychologist, and he had a person draw a clock, and the person put numbers only on one half of the clock face. And I was like, that is what's happening. That is the most interesting thing I've ever seen happen.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, I changed all of my training to become a brain doctor.
Huh. Interesting. I could totally see you as a college professor, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my goal.
What would you have taught?
Psychology. Yeah, okay. I was going to be a college psychology professor, probably a small Christian liberal arts college or something like that.
Yeah. Huh. So. I could see that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's get to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, 25 through 29.
Yeah, it says, a woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with a constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately, the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition.
Mm. And in Jason's devotional commentary on the New Testament, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles those five verses this way. The crowd was always trying to get closer to my son. This time, one of my suffering daughters dwelled among them. She had been bleeding continuously for 12 years, leaving her physically, financially, relationally, and spiritually depleted. According to Mosaic law, she was supposed to stay away from the crowd and holy people. She had done everything she could think of to be healed, including spending her life savings on doctors. In a last-ditch effort, she risked breaking my law to get to my son, believing that touching him might heal her. What faith! She pressed through the crowd and touched his robe. Immediately, she knew Jesus healed her. He knew it, too. I've got some thoughts, but how about you first?
You know, I love that she had done all the right things, and they didn't work. And so she risked, right? I mean, she did the very thing that she was told in the Old Testament law she wasn't supposed to do. And Jesus honored that and healed her.
The two things I've just underlined that stood out to me, and I applaud your writing on that. Leaving her physically, financially, relationally, and spiritually depleted. That was helpful. I mean, again, taking your devotional commentary, I'm not sure your complete and total intentions, but kind of what we do here is you read the scripture, and then when I read your commentary, it, like, fleshes it out. It's almost like the, what's that, the Amplified, you know?
Sure, that's good.
And then including spending her life savings on doctors. Both of those were helpful, I thought.
Yeah. You know, again, it's always good, I think, for us to put ourselves in it and really not gloss over the stories of what's going on.
Yeah.
To really kind of step into that space.
Yeah, that is good stuff. Thank you, friend. Have a good one.
You bet.
There we go, our buddy Jason Kanz. Tuesday Trivia, the WIB Wake Up Show, still looking for a winner.
Yes, indeed. 715-723-2555, the number to call. We've been calling this our Girl Power Prize Package. We have a CD from Tasha Layton, two lovely bracelets that say Just Like Jesus from Yveth Luna, and then a cool headband, sweatband. It's orange and it says Stronger from Ellie Holcomb. Those could be yours at 715-723-2555 if you can be the first to figure this out. Our question goes as follows. The average adult used to buy about 15 of these every year. 15 of what? The average adult used to buy about 15 of these annually. 15 of what? 715-723-2555. Incorrect answers last hour include deodorant sticks, VHS movies, light bulbs, greeting cards, and pairs of pants. It's none of those. What could it be? You figure it out.
We had a good representation of people from all over calling in, right?
Indeed, yes. Sorona and Alma Center and Augusta and Menominee and Tony as well.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jenny from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Jenny.
What do you think?
Is it CDs?
Did the average adult used to buy about 15 CDs per year? No, not CDs. Thank you. Call us back.
That's another great guess.
And our first guest from Chippewa this morning.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Courtney, and I'm calling from Rice Lake.
Hi, Courtney.
What do you think?
Is it haircuts?
15 haircuts per year purchased by the average adult.
And maybe it'd be like a family, you know, something
sure.
like that.
But is it haircuts?
That's not it.
It's not. Thank you, Courtney. Again, our first call from Rice Lake this morning as well. 715-723-2555. The average adult used to buy about 15 of what annually?
No calls at the moment. 723-2555. Your chance to win some great prizes. Three goodies for you. This morning, it's the multi-pack.
Yeah, the Tasha Layton album, the bracelets from Yveth Luna, and the cool headband / sweatband from Ellie Holcomb. 715-723-2555. If you would like to guess, the average adult used to buy about 15 of what per year? 15 of what?
Have we stumped him today?
I don't know. It's possible. Tuesday trivia, you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes someone solves it right away in the first segment, and other times it takes a bit.
It's Halvo and Caleb against the listeners, and right now Halvo and Caleb are winning.
I mean, we're trying to find something, because again, it's just no fun for anyone if it can just be Googled. So, and because we can't trust people not to Google, we've got to try to find something a little bit more challenging.
All right. So now it's
the average adult used to buy about 15 of these per year.
Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Courtney.
All right.
Hey, Courtney, what do you think?
Like, is it jars of peanut butter?
Is it jars of peanut butter?
Boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? It's not it.
Creamy or crunchy, Courtney?
Creamy.
All right, there you go.
I'm a creamy, too. What are you?
Honestly, I am both and.
Okay.
It's just I've grown to like crunchy a lot more. I don't necessarily like what it does to the bread when you're making PB&J, but just straight up eating it, sure.
My wife is definitely a crunchy girl, but you're kind of Switzerland on peanut butter.
I kind of am, yeah. Right. I just love it.
I hear Hugh Hewitt is on our FM, AM-FM logo. He's like, I'm Switzerland on the presidential race in terms of the Republican nominee. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Don from Thorpe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Don.
Packs of gum.
Packs of gum.
Another great guest this morning. Do you like to chew gum, Don?
Used to.
Yeah.
Is it 15 packs of gum every year?
No.
It's not. The average adult used to buy 15 what? 15 of what per year? Not packs of gum, but a good guess. Hadn't heard from Thorpe yet, so thank you, Don.
Tuesday Trivia one last time today, Caleb.
Continuing here on the WIB Wake Up Show, our chance to try to stump you or give you prizes, and you decide what happens. 715-723-2555. This is round number three here during the WIB Wake Up Show. Our question is this. The average adult used to buy about 15 of these per year. 15 of what? The average adult used to buy 15 of these annually. 15 of what? We've got a Girl Power, as we call it, prize pack. We've got a Tasha Layton CD, some beautiful bracelets that say Just Like Jesus, courtesy of Yveth Luna, and then a very cool orange. It's actually blaze orange, so I suppose this would work during hunting season too, but it's kind of a sweatband headband from Ellie Holcomb that says Stronger stitched onto it. So we'll give all three of those prizes to you. You can be the first one to get this right. 715-723-2555. The average adult used to buy about 15 of what annually? It is not deodorant sticks, not VHS movies, not light bulbs, greeting cards, or pairs of pants, not CDs, haircuts, jars of peanut butter, or packs of gum. We've heard from all over Western and Central Wisconsin so far this morning. But maybe we haven't heard from you yet. What's your guess? 715-723-2555.
We've had a lot of great guesses, but not the right answer.
And that, of course, is what we are looking for. You can call 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses, so go ahead, and give it a shot here. You just might walk away our winner.
I think we've got Mary in Alma Center again. Hi.
Here I'm back again.
Hey,
how about magazines?
How about magazines? Yeah. Buying 15 magazines per year?
That could be, but it's not it.
It's not. Good to hear from Alma Center again. Thank you, Mary. The average adult used to buy about 15 of these annually. What are we talking about? 15 of what?
Linda in Chippewa Falls. Hi.
Good morning. I don't know if this is the right direction. Postage stamps.
Postage stamps. Ah. 15 postage stamps. Is that what the average American used to buy 15 of? No, it's not. But a word to the wise, I heard from our bookkeeper, Sue, that postage is going up yet again. So, yeah, buy those forever stamps, friends. Save yourself a little bit if you still have to mail things like I do.
Can we buy forever eggs, too?
Wouldn't that be nice?
723-2555. Are we going to hold off until tomorrow to give a hint?
I think so. The average adult used to buy 15 of what annually?
Had somebody that was, it looked like trying to get in here, but all right. Now it's starting to light up again. Like a Christmas tree. We got, thank you to my wife and Elena getting some of the Christmas lights up in the house yesterday. The weather's good for that right now.
Yes, this is the week to get it done.
Oh, you want to get it done through Thursday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
Hi, Linda.
What do you think?
I'm going to guess pens.
Pens. Oh, yeah. Do you have a favorite brand of pen, Linda?
No, I buy them from the Dollar Tree.
There you go. Yeah, I
do, Caleb. It's the Profile ballpoint pen Papermate. Been loving this.
Okay, well, yeah. There you go. I mean, I don't know. Bic is the first thing that came to mind. I'm like, is that a good brand? I don't know. So
15 pens a year? Not it.
It's not. Thank you, Linda. Call us back, 715-723-2555. The average adult used to buy 15 of what per year?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Car washes.
Would it be car washes? What's your name? Where are you calling from
today?
Sounds
like Jody and Oliva.
Yes, Jody and Oliva.
All right.
Jody from Oliva.
I needed one. I bucket washed yesterday, so maybe
well, I mean,
think of it.
Honestly, the weather's not bad for hand washing your vehicle right now.
That's
is it 15 car washes per year?
Sorry, Jody.
It is not car washes. Good guess, though. Makes me realize, yeah, my car really needs a wash, too. Too many bugs all over it.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary again.
All right, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Say movie tickets.
Movie tickets. 15 movie tickets per year. Good thought process on that. Did the average adult used to buy about 15 movie tickets per year, maybe for themselves, maybe for friends, a date, family members, 15 movie tickets per year? Is it 15 movie tickets?
No.
It is not. Thank you. Good guess. 715-723-2555. The average adult used to buy about 15 of what? Annually.
It's starting to look like we're going to go to a Win It Wednesday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Liza from Sheldon.
Liza from Sheldon. We haven't heard from Sheldon yet. Go ahead.
I know someone gets magazines, but how about books?
How about books? 15 books per year. Havel would just crush that curve if it were 15.
It was the used book sale.
The used book sale. Yeah. It is not. Thank you so much, Liza from Sheldon. Yeah, I mean, you go to the used book sale, you can get a bag full of books, as you mentioned.
Absolutely. All right, a couple not more books. Guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from this morning on WWIB?
Hi, this is Mike from Barron.
Hey, from Barron? We haven't heard from Barron, home of the Bears. What do you think, Mike?
Is it bars of soap?
Is it bars of soap?
Another great guess, but it's not it.
It's not the Zest or the Irish Spring. It's not bars of soap. Thank you, Mike from Barron. One more guess left, right?
That's it. Last one. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right.
Would it be candy bars?
Would it be candy bars? What is your favorite kind of candy bar?
You know, I don't really eat candy bars.
Oh.
If I had to have a candy bar, maybe like a Heath bar.
If someone were really forcing you.
Yeah.
I like a Mounds or a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
You know, I have...
Those aren't bad either.
And not bringing everything back to Livia, but I do get to have some bars. One tastes like a Baby Ruth and one tastes like a Snickers, and they're awesome. That's like, it doesn't seem fair that I get to eat these and stay on my plan, but I do.
There we go.
Anyway, is it candy
Great
bars?
Job. All right.
It is not candy bars.
Wow. Okay, we've had a lot of guesses from a lot of places, and we didn't get the right answer.
So, we will move the prize and Tuesday trivia along to about 7:15 a.m. tomorrow morning. Win It Wednesday, we will give you all another shot at this. And, yeah, there may be a clue forthcoming at some point as well, too, if we continue to stump you.